And welcome back to the podcast. It is very nice to be this consistent. It kind of shocks me, actually, but I'm very proud of it. Today's topic is Mother's Day. In South Africa, we celebrate Mother's Day every second Sunday of May, which this year is 10th of May, which is a Sunday. When you're listening to this, this will have occurred yesterday. For today's podcast, I wanted to actually speak about Mother's Day and all things motherly. Not that it's going to get very specific to mothers, for all intents and purposes, Mother's Day. And this could be a mother figure that you have or someone you look up to. They don't even need to be female. Like, just the influences in your life. When I was actually just plotting this out roughly, I actually debated whether to include my mother in this podcast or not. And I thought I honestly didn't have enough of an idea to even just sit down and interview her or something like that. So I thought to just leave that out. Maybe next year, or maybe even still a future podcast, because I actually spoke to her about it today and she's just really incredible about it. Anyway, my mom is actually back. I know I told you guys a while ago that my mom left for another part of the country and she officially came back. While trading lockdown stations from level 5 to level 4, we were actually allowed a week-long period of access to travel in between provinces. And my mom luckily was able to come back to us, even if it's going to be a bit hard on the family she was assisting. But she was just like, I can't. Like, going there for a little while and then being able to come back was fine, but not for this long. And with all the other factors at play, like health, financial issues of you don't want to actually touch ATMs or anything like that, it was just a bit hectic. So she's back. We good. It's fine. And she's also very happy to be back. So that's something we are all really grateful for. With mom being gone, we actually had to kind of pull our bootstraps up until our chins and kind of dig into getting things done for ourselves. And that was an adjustment of note. And at first, you kind of are a little bit upset. Because you can either see it one of two ways. You can be like, how dare this person just leave me to fend for myself? Or you can look at it and be like, this is a learning opportunity and I'm grateful for it. Because sometimes, and it's gonna get morbid for a second, people can die suddenly. You know, car accidents happen, robberies happen, anything could go wrong in any second. And then you are kind of forced to get by without this person being there. And it's not like you can just call them up and be like, can you help me figure this out? Or how did you do this? Walk me through the process. Like, that's no longer an option. So to have my mom a phone call away when I get stuck was a bit of a relief, to be honest. Because it's like, mom, how do I do this? Like, I've seen you do it, but like, doing it myself is a bit hectic. And there were things I was doing for myself already. So for me, it wasn't that hectic. It was just not having her presence or having her sit down with me and talk to me. Because that's one of the things we always did. Like, even if we just have a meal together, that was one of the best things of having her here. So that was definitely one factor that I truly, truly missed about her not being here. And you do adapt. It's not as pleasant as you think it would be, but you get there. So that's that. To have my mom here, or rather have her leave for a long time and then come back, has made me really grateful for her presence. And yesterday being Mother's Day has actually just reinforced my gratitude of the day itself and the fact that I do have a mom. Because I know there are people who don't, for various reasons. Children who lose their mothers during their birth or birth of a sibling or through an accident or through various means. And that is sad, but it's almost slightly better because it's like you can't miss what you've never had. And that's sad to think about, but in a way it's sometimes better. Whereas the other side of the spectrum, you could have a mom, but she's not present. Or maybe there's substance abuse or just bad circumstances around her not actually feeling like a mother. And I know there's guilt for people who are in situations like that where they feel like they'd rather not have a mother at all than have this bad one. And that is once again sad. But we're gonna dial it back and just be grateful for the mother figures that we have in our lives and to learn from them. I always like to try and find a lesson in these things. And the first one I would definitely say is be grateful for the everyday things and not just the once a year celebration. Because honestly, let's face it, if it wasn't for this lockdown, everyone would be in the malls. We'd be bombarded with adverts of, oh, buy your mother this, buy your mother that. Like, it's not Valentine's Day for mothers. Those things aren't really what counts. It's the small things you do whenever you can that actually truly makes their day. Like, today I just made my mom a cup of coffee. And I was like, enjoy it. And she sat down and she drank it because she's always on the move. And I could see she actually just enjoyed it. And during the week, we sat down to eat lunch, just the two of us, while my siblings were in the lounge eating. And my mom and I sat at the table. And it's just the small things that truly count. Not the big, big celebrations. Those are nice. But having these small little moments makes so much more of an impact than these big things. One was being grateful for what you got. Two, learn lessons from them while you can. Like I said, people lose their parents or mother figures or whatever in a blink of an eye. And you always like, oh, I wish I did this. I wish I did that. Think of that now and ask them while they're still here. Because you don't know how long you have before they're gone. And that is, once again, sad, but true. So think about those kinds of things. Three, I would definitely say the lesson would be do the small things. Not just the big things, but the small things. Like with me and my mom, one of the small things is taking her out for a cup of coffee and lunch and sitting down. We always used to go to Mug and Bean, where we'd sit and we'd split a piece of cake and have coffee or just chill and chat and just have a good time. So that's the thing I really enjoy that I do with my mom. This lockdown has caused a lot of issues, like crazy amounts of issues. And the one thing that we can do, which is basically number four, make contact more often. You know, some people are, like I know for a cousin of mine, they are with their long-term partner and they live on their own. They bought a place together. Another cousin of mine married and moved out and she and her husband live on their own home, but they are away from their mothers. And in a time like this where contact is limited, communication is easily accessible, sometimes we just forget and it slips our mind. So make that effort to contact once the lockdown lifts physical, but for now, call them, WhatsApp them, send them a message, make contact. Because I know even years from now when I'm out the house, I know I'm going to be calling my mom a lot because she's just someone I talk to often. And when I don't, I miss her. Like, I've always been that way. So contact would definitely be my last point. I didn't want this one to go on forever. I didn't want to make it a long thing. I just wanted to talk about mothers, be happy about it, and just enjoy the day. So that's what I'm going to do. Talk to them, appreciate them, enjoy the day, however you are doing it. Celebrate in whatever way you usually do, and just learn. One thing I would say is take what you love about them, what you hate about them, and use that for yourself so that one day in the future when you're a parent, or even if you don't want to be, you'll at least have the knowledge of what they instilled in you. Have a good week. Call your mom, and if you don't live with her, make that effort to call them. If you do, make effort to sit and talk to them. And the song for the week is all song themed around moms. So Mama from the Spice Girls, Mama from Sajava, South African artist, brilliant song by the way, and any other mom themed songs. Enjoy your week. Love you. Bye.